The first time I had a police flashlight in my face, I was in the 7th grade, 13 years old. I was laying in my floral bed, surrounded by pink painted walls, probably in my old pink bathrobe, in a bubble of girly pink about ready to be popped.
The police came banging on the door, scared the hell out of me. I let them in. I said he's not here because he wasn't.
The police were looking for my big brother, Cartel. I heard the commotion from under the covers in my room. That night was unusual already. I had the covers pulled over my head to sleep. Strange. Maybe I was cold? I was buried completely. Even my face was under the blankets.
And I think it had been raining out, too. And they said, do you mind if we come in? They didn't have a search warrant, but they said, do you mind if we come in and take a look? Well, they went too far. They came in. You know, I said, those are my daughter's bedrooms. You know, they open up the door, flashing the flashlights in your face, tracking footprints and stuff everywhere. I think they did go upstairs because they looked in his room, looked at me. And by that time, I started getting real pissed off. And I said, you know, okay, he's not here. You got to leave. You got to go. He's not here. And then they did leave. And, you know, I remember I was just so upset and shook up. And I didn't see Cartel. Cartel didn't come home for a couple of days.
It was normal for my brother to go missing for days at a time. He was 19 and bounced between our mom's house, his dad's place, and with our grandparents. Sometimes he'd stay with friends. We never before had the police looking for him in the middle of the night. Looking back, we should have known something wasn't right.
That particular day, I was calling him like crazy. I was calling, it was in the winter, maybe December. I was calling that boy like crazy, calling his phone over and over again, and I knew something was wrong, knew it.
My mama was right. When this was happening, no one ever really gave me or my sister specifics. My brother called home a lot, but never talking about his crime. My mom visited him a lot, but she never said if he did it. This is from the court appeal records.
December 2nd, 2007. A Radio Shack employee called police to report a robbery in progress. When the police arrived, an employee told police the suspects fled east from the store. A police officer ran in the direction the robbers went, and as the officer rounded the corner of the building, saw someone wearing dark clothing in the street running away down the middle of the street. The suspect ran towards a car that was driving very slowly, but the car became stuck in snow. The people in the car jumped out, abandoning the car, and all of them ran into the yards of homes down the block. 10 or 15 minutes after the robbery, a resident of the area within the perimeter notified one of the officers on the perimeter that he saw someone run through his backyard, jump a 6-foot fence, and continue running. The officer ran in the direction the person had gone. After the officer went about 2/3 of the way up the block, he saw an individual wearing dark clothing sitting on the front steps of a residence in the shadows. The officer stated that the person appeared to be attempting to hide because he was sitting on the edge of the porch next to some very tall bushes, so he blended in with his surroundings. The officer arrested the person, who turned out to be Weathers.
2 weeks later, he pled not guilty. It was 2 days before his 20th birthday.
You know, I remember I went and got him an outfit and some new shoes and stuff to go to trial, and he went a couple times, wore it in, and then somebody ended up stealing his shoes. Mm-hmm. Next time I saw him in court, he had on some flip-flops and socks or whatever. Somebody stole his shoes. So anyway, then they found him guilty.
I barely remember my brother's trial. It was summer. I spent the days on the phone, watching movies, updating the world about my life via Facebook. I never posted about my brother's case, though. Although Mani and I watched Mama get ready to leave each morning to head to the courthouse, we never really knew what actually happened. Here are a few moments from the trial's transcription that I read years later as an adult. It struck me that my brother apologized.
I just want to say, I apologize for my actions on my first case I committed, and I apologize for victims in the second case that they assume I committed. I know that when I get locked up, I came in as a criminal, but since I have been here, sir, I realize that's not the life I want to live, sir.
The judge cuts him off.
Well, you are a criminal. Don't delude yourself. Don't operate in some never-never land. Because what you did here was several things. We let you out on bail, and you went ahead and you just completely spit in our face when you went out and did what you did here. And it wouldn't be so bad if you, here you are, you do come from a family that cares about you. I've read the letters. Obviously shows people that care about you. I have this picture given to me saying, look at his picture. How could you do something to this guy? Here you are, a high school grad. You're probably in the upper 2% or so of the people I see here. You know how many kids I see here with a high school diploma? A few.
My grandparents told me it was pretty clear the judge was irritated with Cartel.
And I always thought that was unfair because the judge was upset with him because he felt he gave him a break and he took advantage of it.
He did.
And
the judge told him that.
Yeah, and that's what the judge told him. And he gave him as much time as he could.
But still, reading his words stung a little. For the first time, I had more than just the scattered understandings of my mother. It wasn't my brother's first armed robbery. He'd been out on bail from a similar robbery that happened that June. The thing that stood out to the judge the most, he didn't understand why. At one point, the judge points out the emotions rising in the jury.
And I could tell you why these people on the jury panel are crying. They see another you, African-American kid blown his life. For what? For what? I don't know. I don't have a clue.
I reached out to Judge Maroney. I didn't expect him to remember my brother's case, but I thought maybe we could talk about families. Hi, Judge Maroney. This is probably the weirdest phone call you've gotten in a minute, but I'm calling because I am a student journalist at the University of California, and I'm calling you about a case that you resided on about 10 years ago. If you want to give me a call back, I have the court transcript. And
he never called back, but he responded to an email. He said, quote, "Each case is different, and the individual circumstances change dramatically. I would feel very uncomfortable discussing the situation, to be candid. All I can say is that severity of the conduct causing the harm is very significant, as well as the perpetrator's criminal history. We try to look at the person as a whole and not get bogged down with irrelevant information. The risk to reoffend and protection of the public weigh heavily on a judge's thought process. Thank you for your inquiry, but I will not meet with you on the subject. Judge Maroney." I responded, and I asked if he'd talk to me, just about his tenure as a judge and how families may or may not play a role in the sentences he's given out over the years. His second response was a little better. Quote, "You have my response. Sent from my iPhone," unquote. Dear brother, then I remember the times your anger got the best of you. It took me years to understand why you were so angry. I never understood trauma until I came to college. So many things made sense. It sounds like a story I got accustomed to hearing until I realized it was my own with a different cover and ending. I remember being afraid of you, and not the natural fear of an older sibling, but genuine fear. There was an anger inside of you that couldn't be tamed. It wasn't mild. It wasn't settling. When did you become angry? Are you still angry? Did I ever contribute to that anger? Your sister, Lexi.